USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Rifle Association has chosen retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North to be the Gun Rights Organization's new president. The Daily Caller's Christopher Bedford saying it's proof that the organization is going to stand up to any congressional efforts to impose more gun control.
The NRA has picked maybe the first celebrity since Charlton Heston to be the president, somebody who can rally the base, who's conservative. But it shows that they're not willing to get along. Because remember, Oliver North, his whole original claim to fame was his complete defiance of U.S. Congress when he was working for President Ronald Reagan to fight the communists.
He was speaking on EWTN. President Trump is to make his announcement of his decision on the Iran nuclear deal and whether he's keeping the U.S. in it, or as many expect he will, pulling the U.S. out of it. The announcement's due at 2 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A rising Democratic star, proponent of the Me Too movement, and often a fierce critic of President Trump is now accused by at least four women of sexual assault. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman saying he's resigning amid the accusations, though in a statement he says he strongly contests them. They're raised in a story in the New Yorker magazine, co-authored by Jane Meyer.
There are two women in the story who are on the record, and they are speaking out because they really felt it was so important at this point. And they wanted to make sure that other women didn't fall into the same situation with him.
Meyer was speaking on MSNBC. The four women have said the abuse happened while they were romantically involved with Schneiderman. Eruptions of the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island are continuing to threaten homes there, and officials say earthquakes have been rolling through at the rate of 1 an hour. Officials are warning people about deadly toxic gases, which are spewing from fissures or cracks in the ground. They say this could continue for weeks or months. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he doesn't want to separate families as a result of this country's immigration policies. However, Sessions adds he's willing to do so. Speaking in San Diego on Monday, Sessions insisted that people who come over the border illegally will be prosecuted. He says Americans have been pleading for a lawful system of immigration for decades. Sessions noting that a failure to enforce immigration laws would be an affront to law-abiding Americans. The John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts is now revoking two awards it gave to comedian Bill Cosby. The organization's board voting to rescind his 1998 Kennedy Center honors and his 2009 Mark Twain Prize for American Humor after Cosby was convicted of sexual assault. Just last week, Cosby was also kicked out of the organization that gives out the Oscars. Thousands of medical workers in California will be joining a strike by University of California employees today, a move expected to disrupt thousands of non-critical surgeries and medical appointments in that state. The university workers are striking over a contract they claim would increase the age of retirement along with their health care premiums. And the folks at Orkin have released their top 50 mosquito cities list, and this year Atlanta tops it, followed by Dallas, which moved up four spots from last year. New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago round out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.